Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 176. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
It's never too late for a comeback. It doesn't matter what stage you are in your life. It doesn't matter what age you are. There could be areas that you need to make a comeback in. There could be areas that you wish you had progressed more. You wish you'd come along further along the line. It could be to do with your diet. That's a common one, a very popular one that people feel they need to make a comeback from. Especially post-COVID-19. So diet's a big one. Training is another one. And people that have trained harder in their youth, perhaps, and feel that they can't make a comeback when it comes to training. Work, study, your career, money, make a comeback to your financial situation, especially if you've had a recent splurge or years of overspending or lifestyle creep, as we've talked about in previous episodes. Family, relationships. So basically any mental, physical, spiritual development, you can make a comeback. It's kind of like a fighter. Well, it's not kind of. It's very like a fighter not giving up. A fight is not over until it's over. You still have a chance until you are fully beaten and the ref calls it or the bell goes or it ends. You're still in the fight. It's not over. There are many fights that people have made extraordinary comebacks. And when they look like they were going to be beaten. And it's a perfect example of human spirit and internal strength, mental and spiritual strength, as well as physical strength and endurance. In business, by the way, whether it's business, investments, you know, stocks, property, it's not a loss until you actually sell it at a loss. So in other words, there's a difference between an unrealized loss and a realized loss. So on paper, you might have lost money, but unless you have actually sold it at the loss, you don't realize that loss. Now, this happened. A perfect example of this was very, very recently in March when the stock market absolutely plummeted for a duration of about a week. Now, if you had panicked and you had thought this is going to go even worse, I'll sell, then you would have realized a large loss and an unnecessary loss because it immediately, like a V-shape, immediately launched back up to where it was beforehand within the space of a week. So that's a perfect example of how if you hadn't have held your nerve, if you weren't in a position to hold on or you made the mistake to not hold on a bit longer, you are going to realize a loss. So life is the same. Sometimes you just need to hold on longer. It's not necessarily a loss until you sell at a loss or until you give up or until you check out. Another example, a really good example of a comeback is there's people who struggle with their weight, might have appearance issues, might have, you know, body dysmorphic issues, and then they break up. And I'm sure you've heard of the heartbreak diet. They break up from whatever relationship they were in, toxic or not, and immediately they go on this heartbreak diet. Immediately their appearance, their lifestyle improves, and they look way better than they did when they were in their relationship status. And obviously, you know, a major part of the driver possibly is to meet another potential mate. So they drastically improve their appearance. So this goes for men and women, and both are guilty of this happening. So it just goes to show that it is in you. So it shouldn't have to take a catastrophic event for you to be able to make your comeback. But it just goes to show, it's a perfect example of how on a regular basis, comebacks are possible within people who potentially thought it wasn't possible to achieve those results. No matter your past, no matter your mistakes that you may have made, you can come back. That's exactly why it's called a comeback. Don't ever give up. Analyze, improve, focus, and work harder. It may not be easy, it's simple, but it may not be easy, but that is the secret, and you can definitely do it. So when is your next comeback? When are you going to do your next comeback in whatever area in your life that you feel you may not be able to do it, or maybe the time is overdue and you need to make that comeback? Have a think about it. Absolutely, hit me up anytime. I'd love to hear from you at thesuccesssensei.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.